Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Zimmerman reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 2 in the game. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ulander for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Hinton moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Booker pinch runs for Del Crandall. Tony Curry pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry takes first base on ball 4. Booker moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Booker scores. Curry moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Curry scores. Wagner moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Booker now catching. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Dwight Siebler. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 3 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verhals moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Verhals scores. Ulander goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to T on covering. Safe. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. There goes Salmon trying to get to home. Oliva throws the ball into Zimmerman who tags Salmon who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hauser moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.